104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac, leading off with a big story of the day.
Ah, here we go. Emmanuel Sanders coming in the studio in a couple hours. It's not going to be quite as dramatic.
Scared?
Oh, God, no. No. No.
I don't know how it went down last time he was in.
It was something else. It was
absolutely
crazy.
But you guys left on after the hour was up.
Well, what
on good terms.
What happened? Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day. But we shared a couple of texts behind the scenes after he was on. And I think that's what kind of chilled things out a little bit. And because it was kind of confrontational on certain elements last time around. But this time around, I feel it's last time around, I think it was about like, all right, let's hash some stuff out. And that stuff has been hashed out. And the issues I had with Emmanuel tended to be years ago, a long time ago, not all that recently, especially because he got hurt. So I think with Emmanuel now, you know, everybody changes. Everybody changes. I change. Maybe you don't change, but most people change.
And I'm pretty static. Nothing changes with me.
Never
changes.
No, that's true. That's true.
The grudges I had from 15 years ago,
I maintain
those.
I'm amazed at the people you still hate.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, dislike, not hate.
Okay.
Hate's too strong.
Strongly dislike. Yeah. I mean, it seems like there's no end in sight for those strongly dislike feelings to dissipate.
No, why would they be?
Why are you holding the headphones?
Because they...
Oh, my God. Richie, seriously.
I feel like I'm on a...
Oh, seriously.
We are the world.
By the way, we're going to need two pair. We're going to need another pair for Emmanuel as well. What is our problem around here with stupid headphones? Seriously. Will somebody just freaking pick up a Visa card and buy like three good pair of headphones?
I guess I could. I mean, I have some at home.
No, you shouldn't have to.
I have nicer pairs at home. But I just refuse to bring them here.
Everybody does. No, seriously, Richie, he needs another pair of headphones, stat. Like, priority number one. Tom's holding on to a... This is stupid.
What's a Manu going to use?
Well, not...
Do we have anything?
Right.
Now, watch out. My boy Kyle will show up with those gold ones.
Oh, those
and Emmanuel will get those.
Those things are spectacular.
Pretty sweet.
Are those good, Richie, that you're bringing in? They're who? Other doves? Oh, okay. You're taking those off his desk. Let me look at those for a second. Yeah, these are pieces of crap, too. They're Sony's, at least, though. So.
He put his name on them, though. He labeled them.
Yeah. They're okay. They're the lowest level. At least they're Sony's, so they don't totally suck.
I'll get that back.
You got to fix those.
I'm going to fix those during break.
I got a place for those. Give me those to me for a second.
No.
Here's.
No.
That's where they go.
No, don't do that.
That's where they go.
There's a lot of magic in those.
Circular file.
Oh, these are garbage. These are 1,000 times worse. Give me the Live Aid ones back.
Live Aid?
I'm holding them together like I'm...
like your Bono?
Geldof.
Bob Geldof. The boss.
I need ones that cover my entire ear. These ones are...
No kidding,
just
Tommy.
Over.
I do not know what our problem is with deep breaths. Calm down. Manuel's going to be here. Your pal. All right. I feel better. Here's Alex Morgan talking about... Listen, by the way, my eyes are on the Rockies game right now. It's just not really going their way. They're down... There's Kevin Kistner. He probably has a good pair of headphones. Why don't we go down to like some of the music stations and just take their headphones? I mean, we are much bigger and more physical than Paul Donovan and Jackie Selby. Shouldn't we just bully them? Oh, here come these Sennheiser pieces of crap.
No, I'm not doing these. No.
I can't blame
you.
They're
the same size.
You better.
I need something that goes over my ears.
Those better not be the ones for Emmanuel either, by the way.
I don't think we got much left. He can have these.
Holy cow.
And we'll tell him they're really good. He won't know.
How far away is the closest Best Buy? You know what? Who's available? Is Kistner available? I'll give him my debit card. And you can run down and buy some headphones for the radio station.
I'd be happy to give Tom my headphones, but I'm probably going to put those in there for Emmanuel in an hour and a half when he comes in here.
Really? He gets yours.
No, seriously.
What do you want me to do?
So all the time I've been struggling with these headphones for 7.5 weeks.
No, you have an attachment to those ones that D-Mac just threw away. The live
I got
to
get them out of the trash, dude.
Are you really going into the trash to pick up the worst pair of headphones ever?
They're not bad. They're just broken.
Okay. Rockies are losing 8-0.
Give me some Alex Morgan sound.
All right.
What do you say to the critics about the scoreline and what they're saying about how the U.S. team celebrated?
I mean, I think it's disrespectful if we don't show up and give our best and play our game for 90 minutes. It's disrespectful to the Thai team. And I believe they wanted us to play them straight up. And for the celebrations, these are goals that we have dreamt of our entire life. I mean, I'm going to celebrate Mal Pugh's goal. I'm going to celebrate Sam Uys and Roosevelt. This is our first World Cup, and I'm so proud of them. And so I couldn't have dreamt of scoring 5 goals in a World Cup. So it's, you know, it's incredible for us all. And I'm happy just ignoring those comments.
Wow.
Wow.
She sort of channeled a little 2007 Miss South Carolina. A little bit. Let's throw such as in there. Can I hit you with something? I've been kind of digging around.
Sure.
Trying to figure out. It's a two-pronged thought process with how the game went yesterday. One was the score. Two were the reactions when the score got out of hand. Would you agree?
Yes.
That's basically the 2 points there?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just take the score. 13-0.
Yeah.
The biggest gripe I hear about 13-0 is either from the coach saying, I'm not going to, you know, pull the reins in on my players, or the whole goal differential. The goal differential is the big one, because somehow scoring 13 instead of 12, like, there's 24 teams in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
16 of them, the top two in each group,
yeah,
plus an additional 4 like wild cards.
Okay.
So 16 out of the 24 move on.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Top two in your bracket.
So are we that desperate that we think that playing
Sweden,
the number 11 out of 24,
yeah,
the number 19 out of 24 in Chile,
right,
and the 24th out of 24, Thailand,
yeah,
we think we're going to be that pressed. And does it really matter who you play after that in the quarters?
No.
No, it should not.
No. It's going to be
you're going to play
a team,
good
no
teams
what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So are we that worried that Alex Morgan's fifth goal, which was 12-0, which made the game 12-0, was it that vital? There are other parts of the game they could have been working on, and the embarrassment part, or we feel like that would have been embarrassing for the team. What happens in baseball? You see position players when the game is out of hand throwing. You saw...
Where'd Tony Walters play last night? Did you catch it? Second base. Now, he's a second baseman. He can play second base, but the game was out of hand. They made substitutions, and Tony Walters
Jeremy
played second
Lin.
Base.
Jeremy Lin at the end of a game in the NBA Finals in Game 3 took the ball down at the end of the game and let the shot clock expire. He did not take a shot. Were the Golden State Warriors offended by that? Football, what do teams do when they're up a couple touchdowns? They run the ball just to get the game over with. It's no slight to your opponent. It's just, let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
We're not gaining anything.
Right. You know, I saw...
And the other part of it is competitive. This was... I read this in USA Today. Nancy Armour. She wrote, this is high-level competition. Same article. If there's blame to be had, it's for FIFA and the federations that won't put money into developing programs. She's saying it's a high-level competition, but then she's blaming FIFA for not bankrolling countries to have better competition, meaning the 24th team in the tournament, who's also the 34th ranked team in the world.
Shouldn't be there.
They shouldn't even be there, but they're in a region where they qualified.
But, right.
So that's the score. The celebration part. What people will go to is, well, stop them. If you don't like the celebration, stop them. Okay, the United States, the only thing they have on Thailand is just size, strength, and skill and experience and coaching. Outside of that, we're talking even Steven, baby. So the Thai had no chance of stopping them. Thus, the score. This was not the United States versus Russia in Lake Placid in 1980 in the semifinals to go on to play for the gold. This was nothing like that. And is there some sort of backstory between the girls from Thailand and the United States that...
There's one.
Is
there's a girl...
No.
...woman who played for California.
That's American.
Yeah,
that played for Thailand. But yeah. Is there a backstory where there's bad blood?
No.
Because there's no other excuse for rubbing their noses in it with the celebrations on the sideline. You know, arms locked, swaying back and forth. Hey, have fun. But your fun is at the expense of a developing program. A program you should be wanting to prop up, not rub them in the dirt.
Well said.
24th out of, there's 24 teams. Their odds of winning the World Cup, 1 in 1,500. The United States are the favorites along with France. There was no reason for it. The celebrations.
To me...
And the score, you can work on plenty of parts. That team that was out there was worse than all the women that were on the sideline for the United States that did not get in. They have more competitive practices than they do a game. You can do everything you can. You just don't have to shoot. Work on set pieces, whatever you want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a scrimmage.
No. And they knew that going into it, too, which makes it all kind of more embarrassing. The fact that it was just 3-0 at the end of the first half is actually probably pretty remarkable. Yeah, they handled it poorly. And I saw Abby Wamba make a comment. Well, would you see, if the men did this, would you see the same criticism? And I'd be like, yeah, actually, yes. You would see the exact same criticism. And I thought that was a weird comment for her to make. Because it's as if she wanted to use gender as some sort of excuse rather than you should face the same criticism. That if we're all competing on the same stage, then you should be ripe for the same exact criticism as men would be. And if the men were doing that, yes, there would be serious criticism of the men if they were doing the same thing.
This tournament should have 12 countries because it's not competitive. At the back end.
That is the sad truth of the matter. It's not, for example, why isn't softball an Olympic sport anymore?
Because the United States would win gold every time.
It was like United States and Canada, seriously. And like, that was it. And you can't have an Olympic sport that doesn't measure up to some level of multi-country competition. And good for U.S. women that they've gotten themselves to such a fantastic level.
This is not, the text line is saying if it happened with the Broncos winning 49-0 and someone celebrated, first of all, the coach would be on them. The teammates would be on them. But I'm only saying this because it's women playing.
No, you're saying you're not making an exception.
If you know what, we're talking about friends and text. Anybody that can't see the other side of it, being a competitor and be on the other side of it, I'm not texting you. Because I can't be friends with you. It's ridiculous to think that celebrating, it's akin to cheering for Kevin Durant getting hurt. It's just bad sportsmanship.
Right.
But people can't see that. Because it's a woman?
You can be happy.
That's a ridiculous 49-0 against the Jets. That's ridiculous.
By the way, when you watch NFL blowouts... There's a certain amount of high fives and everybody's happy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, not.
But it doesn't look anything like you saw last night.
No.
Yesterday.
And you're playing, there are 32 teams in the NFL. Everyone gets the same money. You get the same basic draft picks.
Right.
It should be competitive 1 to 32.
Right.
United States beating Thailand is not, they're not even, they're probably a high-end high school team.
All you do in that scenario, the U.S. women, all you do is prove that your tournament isn't worthy of having this many teams.
Right.
And
it should be called. It should be, there should be 12 12 countries represented. Until the other teams, these developing countries that FIFA needs to prop up and bankroll, until those teams are worthy of competing against a country like the United States, don't have them, don't invite them.
But is that kind of a chicken and the egg kind of thing? Like, do you cull it down and only include the teams that are good and then potentially slow the development of those other countries? Or do you bring them in first?
It's like relegation
and build the brand from the outside.
It's like relegation in the Premier League. If you're not worthy, and there's standings. I mean, Thailand is 34th in the world based on the last FIFA standings.
But yet they made a top 24.
They were the 24th team in the tournament. So there are definitely more worthy opponents the United States could have played, but just based on geography, Thailand was in. But no, it's okay. We've become Ivan Drago. That's what we are now.
We're the bully.
We're the bully. We're the one with all the advantages of modern science and technology.
Such as?
I'm not going what Ivan Drago was actually doing and injecting.
Oh, okay.
But I would assume that the United States women are better trained. Everything about their program is better than Thailand's.
Do you know there's a 15-year-old girl who gave up a full ride to University of North Carolina to play with, like, the Portland Timbers or whatever?
She's a Horan from, she's from Golden. She's from here.
The girl that's out playing in, not on the U.S. national team.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not saying
Horan gave up going to UNC and played over in Europe for a while.
Okay.
But she plays in Portland as well. I thought you were referring to her.
She may. But no, there's like a middle school girl who now is playing professionally.
Well, she gave up high school.
I guess so. Or she's going to some sort of modified form of homeschool while she's training with the women's professional team in Portland. I'm forgetting her name. She was featured in Sports Illustrated this past week. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name. But I'm going to your point.
All right, another one here. People are going back to the Broncos Super Bowl and Chris Harris Jr. kind of talking a lot when Cam Newton was basically in the stall next to him during the game.
I was right there.
This is the two best
first
teams.
Of all, it's not a stall. Oh, go ahead. There's a curtain, and Chris had no clue.
No clue.
That but Cam Newton was sitting like 2 inches from him, divided by a curtain.
If the United States beats France for the World Cup, or Japan, who they beat last time, if they beat them 13-0, hell yeah, celebrate. Not only did you beat the best opponent available, which the Broncos did, but you did it in convincing fashion.
There's a certain thing about winning with some class. And nobody's telling the women to stop scoring goals necessarily. But it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. First of all, why is Alex Morgan still in the game?
Well, they had their three subs already in.
Oh, why wasn't she subbed out?
I think they wanted her to get the record. There's the golden boot that she'd be up for MVP of the tournament.
Gotcha. And she said, I was wanting to celebrate my other teammates scoring. I mean, I get it.
But they can only substitute so many people.
Yeah,
the problem is, they could have substituted 10 more off their bench.
By the way, the
results would have been the same.
What a dumb rule, by the way. I've never understood that rule in soccer. Never made sense. So, okay, anyways. You're obviously fired up about this.
I'm just fired up about the reaction, the Morgan response that it's a competitive tournament. It's not right now until you get out of group play. It's ridiculous to think that somehow the United States was not going to make it out of group play because of goal differential. Please don't give me that. Just do the math. Look at the table right now, the standings. Now what's going to happen is Sweden is going to have to pour it on poor Thailand as well.
Isn't there some sort of thing too, Richie? Like the goal differential only matters to a certain degree, like +8 or something like that.
I believe so. I'll double check it. I'll get the official ruling on it. But I do believe there's a point where the goal differential either it caps it or it stops being as effective after a certain point.
Other sports have a way of running out the clock without embarrassing your opponent, but just getting the game over.
Right.
Jeremy Lin, couple nights ago, game three, NBA Finals.
You know, he did have kind of a quirky moment last year when the Dolphins were beating up on the Broncos and Gase decided to onside kick when they were up by a significant amount.
But that was personal. That's why I'm wondering if there's something personal going on between the Thai players and the American players. Is there bad blood? Is there a backstory? The Thailand's first World Cup experience was in 2015. Did something happen?
So was that a classless move by Gase?
Yes, it was. But at least you could say, you know what? He hates the Broncos. He ended the wrong way. Whatever you could
say
about
that. There was a reason behind it. Yeah.
He's mad they won the Super Bowl the next year without him. They fired him along with Foxy.
Listen, we can all identify, too, in youth sports as well. And I heard, oh, well, it's World Cup. It's not youth sports. I think some things go right up on the line when it comes to sports.
I told you yesterday. I was telling you a story about my son's hockey game. High school hockey lost 20-0, running clock after the first period to Monarch. They had 9 skaters. 3 of them didn't know how to skate. And the first line scored goals 19-20 and celebrated like it was the cup.
Wrong message, right?
And how did they think back when they were losing to Creek in the state finals that year, because they lost to Creek in the state finals that year? Did they think back to that game against Kent Denver back in January and just, this is what we did then, let's rally? Is there any lesson to be learned is the point?
No.
The United States going to be playing France in the World Cup final going, let's do what we did against Thailand. Let's just do the same thing and expect the same results.
So you want to see the women get some comeuppance because of this?
No, absolutely not. I do not, though. Chile, I'd like to see them dominate every team and celebrate when it matters.
When we come back, the Rockies are having a tough time, but we did see a couple remarkable things last night. And we're pretty deep into it. The Rockies are down 8-0, but you know, overall, even if they lose this game, and it kind of looks like it's headed in that direction, it's been a fantastic run for them. And I'm glad there's some unemployed Cubs fans that can be there today to see their team actually win 1 of 3. But good stuff for the Rockies. Emmanuel Sanders here at 5 o'clock. This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Yes, it is. Come on, Rockies. Give it a go here. Down 8-0, bottom 7.
Ah, Cubbies poured on them, right? More runs.
It is funny that
the football teams ever take a knee at the end of a game?
All the time.
Oh. Why do they do that? So disrespectful. They should be running more plays.
What are you seeing on the text line?
Not good. I'm getting crushed.
What's the general nature of the responses?
I want everyone to get participation trophies, and it's basically, it's a lot of it's gender-based. You wouldn't think about that with football or college football running scores up.
I would.
There are third stringers, fourth stringers of those teams running the score up, just running the ball. And usually those teams getting crushed are getting paid to get crushed, or the schools are. But hey, this is a competitive tournament.
Just say it myself.
Very competitive.
There's nothing I'd like to see more now than them be eliminated and the opponent to dance kick all over the field while they blah, 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 blah.
No, that's going too far. I mean, you want the woman from the United States to win the World Cup again.
Germany did not have exaggerated celebrations in the 2014 World Cup when they beat Brazil 7-1.
Oh, Germany was the
that's interesting.
Germany was the country that the United States beat for margin of victory, 11-0. I think it was in 2007 or somewhere around there.
No, but is that true? Like when they beat Brazil 7-1,
people are
in the beginning. Their celebrations were out there and like loud and bravado.
And then it was
toward the end, I would say probably after the fourth or fifth goal,
they're winning the World Cup. They're actually winning the actual World Cup.
Right.
Okay. Adrian, you're on The Fan. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Tom. Love you in addition to the show.
Thanks,
man. I think you guys are way wrong with this. And you guys just sort of touched on, you know, college football. You sort of touched on professional football, how they nail the ball down. But I'll just say a couple things real quick. One, Tom Brady never comes out of the game. Peyton, I remember there was a game where you guys played, well, though I said the Bronx, I don't think you were playing then. The Colts ran the score up, and they were dancing at the kickoff. But even to a larger point, Tom, let's just say there's a rookie in training camp, and he's either in front of you or offset from you on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Would you have taken it easy on him, or would you have just, like, beat him in the ground no matter how many times he lined up? Would you have taken it easy on him?
You mean a guy that was in the NFL and basically my equivalent? Yeah.
Those women are their equivalent.
No, they shouldn't have been in the tournament. They're 34th ranked in the FIFA rankings.
See, this is the equivalent of the Denver Broncos playing in the World Cup of football. And they were playing New Zealand.
Absolutely not.
And they were playing New Zealand, who's really good at rugby.
Hey, D-Mac.
But it's got no football team whatsoever.
Did you guys read what the Thai coach said?
Yeah, very diplomatic.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. I think these ladies are going to remember this, and they're going to work even harder to never be embarrassed like that again.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, they're going to find out against Sweden here.
Here's the problem. Everybody is really going into this World Cup, really, really, really pulling for the American women, big time. They are heroes to many, justifiably so. It just was unnecessary. So even if you disagree, the fact that this conversation is even happening, okay, if they were scoring
people
goals.
They're focusing on the score, not so much the celebration either. Is there someone out there that's 100% okay with the score and the celebrations that ensued from goals 8 to 13? Is someone okay with it all?
Well, a lot of people are, apparently.
It's more people are focused on the score.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The people that seem to say the score was okay and the celebration are okay, those are people I just don't understand.
The Indianapolis Colts, their kickoff team, would dance every time. They did this little sway back and forth. You remember that?
Yeah.
They did it every time, every game, every kickoff. It wasn't like all of a sudden they were beating us 41-10, which is the score of the Colts game, and Jim Sorgi was in the game, not Peyton Manning. It wasn't like they were doing something different. They were just doing what they did. And we were paid, in theory, we were equivalent. We had just beat the Colts a couple weeks earlier. We're equivalent. You can't make a case for Thailand being on the same level as, I would guess, 20 out of the 23 other teams in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to those Colts game when those guys killed you two years in a row.
Yeah, but they didn't say anything. Marvin Harrison wasn't celebrating.
Right.
Reggie, they weren't celebrating at the end of the game. They were moving on. They could care less about us.
Right. Afterthought.
By the start of the fourth quarter, we were actually running the ball just to get the damn game over with. White flag.
Gave up. Basically, he had no choice.
But that kickoff team that he's referencing, that team did it every time. Win, lose, didn't matter.
Just what they did.
Right. They had a little swagger.
How would you feel if the Colts were... Well, has that ever happened to you? I guess I should just ask the question.
Those were the worst.
As I'm sure you had the score run up on you at some point.
I mean, run up on. Run up on is... Those were the worst. I think those were probably the worst beatings we got were back-to-back in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like we were getting the score run up on us.
We're getting butts handed to us by another
NFL team, by a bunch of other grown men that have been trained the same way that we were trained.
But you were okay with it.
Well, I mean,
Were you okay with how they were playing?
No, because I didn't think they weren't even talking at the end of the game. You can't get D linemen. You worked with one. You can't get D linemen to stop chirping.
So it was
these
almost
guys,
an insult.
We weren't even worthy of being chirped at that point.
So that was more insulting than anything. That's the equivalent of...
They weren't talking anymore.
Of overt celebration.
Freeney was saying nothing. I think Chad Bratsky was a D lineman there.
You're like, this is unbelievable.
It was quiet in the stadium. It was...
You were the JV team.
We were that game. Both years.
And that's as humiliating as
anything.
And I
think the second game was 41-24. I might have them reversed.
So if you really want to show a team that you truly own them, the biggest amount of disrespect you can actually hand to them is to barely consider them worthy of being on the same field as you.
And if Jim Sorgi's in the game, you know things did not go well for the Broncos.
I'll never forget the Patriots game after the miracle, the Tebow miracle, the Pittsburgh game. Tom Brady punted on third down, and then Von Miller basically got in a fight because of it. Because that was kind of disrespectful. It wasn't kind of. It was definitely disrespectful.
Give the ball back to the other team earlier than anticipated. Give him a chance.
Pretty in your face.
Belichick does some quirky things, though.
Pretty in your face right there.
He does some quirky things.
Punting on third down, you can just hand it off to a running back and just drop back and punt. Just get the game over. Gase, onside kicking. And what VJ do? He did something stupid after that, too. Like, I was calling, like, a timeout, like, with a minute to go in the game when you're down by, like, 30 points. It was ticky-tack little stuff. All right, you got everybody all fired up.
No, and FIFA does not say they're equal, text line 303-475. No, FIFA says they're 34th.
Emmanuel Sanders in here at 5 o'clock. Where should we go? What is compelling and the most interesting thing for the Broncos in regards to Emmanuel? We'll catch up on the Rockies. They had a great night last night, not so much today. This is The Drive on The Fan.
You're listening to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
The Cubs just did a home run. So they're winning 10-0. Now, this was amazing. After, who was it, Baez hit the home run? After he hit it, am I right on that or not? I think it was Baez. Anyways, after he hit the home run, you should have seen what the Cubs did. The entire bench poured out. They got in a row, a kick dance line. I think it was French can-can. And they proceeded to do a can-can dance as he walked around the bases. When he got to home plate, he somersaulted towards the can-can line and then was surrounded in group hugs. None of that happened. Okay. Last night, the Rockies won 10-3. Much better than what's going on right now as they're losing 10-0. But what did you think, Tom, of the young pitcher specifically? And that is Lambert, who, wow, what a start, right? And then closing out the deal was Philip Deal, who got touched up a little bit, but still, at age 24, closed the game. Encouraged by the youth of the pitching.
Deal just gave up that homer to Baez as well.
He did?
Youth, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
I'm encouraged by Lambert's start because of my worry was, you asked me how they're going to do. Well, it's, you know, they just saw him, his last start. They'll be familiar with him. Bigger outfield. Very good lineup for the Cubs. I figured, you know, this will be pretty telling. And he only came out after 5 because he sort of tweaked his knee ankle. I mean, he certainly could have pitched much longer. But it's encouraging. I mean, Deal, you mentioned him in the back end of the, you know, the bullpen, but man, they spent so much money on the bullpen. You'd think you'd want those guys, McGee and Wade Davis and Brian Shaw, to be those guys, veteran guys back there.
Does it feel like Kyle Freeland's fading away?
I haven't even thought about him since you read that line.
I guess so.
His first start down in Albuquerque with Omaha did not appear to be encouraging. Now, he could have been working on something. We don't know.
So he's fading away.
He's not fading away. There's still a spot for him.
You said you hadn't even been thinking about it.
Yeah, but Hoffman hasn't been pitching great. Senzatella pitched today, did not pitch great. There's still a spot for him if he can figure things out.
Well, they'll need him, for sure. I mean, they'll need somebody else. Unless this Lambert guy can just come in.
Lambert's one guy, though. He's one guy in the rotation in Marquez and question mark John Gray. He's a box of chocolates. That's three. Assuming that Lambert continues.
So Freeland's critical to come back.
Absolutely. For the stretch run, for hopefully the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to need Kyle Freeland. You know, there's just not that type of depth with the Rockies pitching. Although, boy, just two quality starts from Lambert. That's a big deal. That's a big deal that it got done and that he had two great outings like that. That's coming out of nowhere a little bit. So hats off. Way to go. I didn't know Deal just got touched up today, too.
That's who Baez got it off of.
He only hit it like 460 feet, though. Desi.
Hot, man.
All Desi does is hit as he just strokes single.
He's the most polarizing within season. He seems to do this every year. He's been a Rocky.
Look at Desi.
He starts off so poorly, people just dump on him, like me, $15 million a year.
It was a bit ridiculous in the beginning of this year.
But he did that last year as well.
But this is why in baseball.
He was hurt the year before.
It sucks that you have to go through it, but sometimes you just got to give things time. The Rockies losing 12 of their first 15, and they're right there in it. I mean, they're going to lose this one. But, you know, so what? Big deal.
A conversation with Mark Reynolds probably helped Ian Desmond.
It probably was. It probably was all Mark Reynolds. See what Desi's hitting right now. What do you think Desi said? Do you know?
Was he 3-for-3 last night? Him and Murphy combined, they were 6-for-7. So he's probably close to 260.
It's 258.
Okay.
And I don't know if that factors in that last hit, so maybe he is over 260. My man.
I'll give him props, man. Do you know how hard that is when you feel the pressure of hitting below 200?
It's brutal.
And to be able to raise your average?
Brutal. Got to really stick with it, man. Got to trust your process. Because every at-bat all of a sudden seems like the end of the freaking world.
You can spiral real quick. Factor in the contract. This is his guy right here, Mark Reynolds.
It's going to be one of two things here, Tommy.
Strikeout, home run.
Strikeout or home run.
No doubt.
Showed a picture of John Gray. He looks like a serial killer these days, huh? Actually, serial killers look pretty benign. They keep a low profile. He just looks like a lunatic. Mark Reynolds. He's going to leg that out. No way.
You thought Mark Reynolds was going to leg that out?
No. All right, Rockies are getting schooled today, so okay, Cubs fans, you get your one stupid day. They're down 10-0. Now, at the
That's
end
a
of
nice
the...
nice split within the week. At the 3-3 end, against the Cubs.
The shortstop just made a nice backhanded play, deep in the hole, long throw. And to celebrate, everybody on the team gathered around him, and they pretended they were a TV screen, and they actually replayed his highlight to him.
Stop, man. People going to take you serious.
Go to Christine. Hi, Christine. You're on the fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Listen, I got two things, one for Rockies, one for women's soccer. I don't care if they run the score up. They're there. They got their game faces on. They want to kick butt. That's fine. They're taking care of business. But with all of that stupid nonsense going on in the background, it doesn't make me think that they're very serious about winning, and nobody would put up with it with the men. Not really. And for Rockies, isn't this what we do to young pitchers? Don't we do this? Don't we get these great youngins and then they pitch lights out and then all of a sudden...
Christine, Let's not mention that.
Does Kyle Freeland come to mind?
Christine, shush.
Kyle Freeland, Sensatella. Who else?
Sometimes they don't. They don't realize where they're actually pitching. Let's keep it a secret. We don't want to tell anybody, Christine. Shh. All right. Thank you, Christine. Keep that under your hat. Yeah, about 3 weeks in, they're like, wait a second. I'm in Colorado.
I don't think the U.S. women's team was not being, I mean, they were into the game. I think she didn't have a problem. Christine did not have a problem with the scoring, but she feels like they weren't taking it serious. No, like the women on the sideline were having fun. They were into the game. That had nothing to do with whether or not they were taking the game serious. I think they took the game very serious.
Coach goes over the bench. All right, ladies, let's chill out a little bit. And let's just handle this with class. We're going to try to keep scoring, but let's just keep things down a tad. It's all the coach has to do. Everybody would be fine. Let's focus on the next game. That's all they had to do. Pretty simple. We wouldn't be having this conversation. Everybody would be saying, how awesome are the U.S. women? Who are awesome? We come back, football at 4. Emmanuel Sanders coming into studio. It's going to be a great day. Stick around.